Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We just reset the landscape in Hawaii. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, gosh, when you think about Hawaii, you think about a beautiful vacation spot, beautiful beaches, green grass, and all that. But yet, when it comes to the spiritual atmosphere, our child evangelism fellowship friends have faced a lot of discrimination with their Good News clubs.
That's right. CEF is the largest Christian ministry in the world, and certainly it's the largest ministry to children, roughly in the ages of 4 to 14, roughly elementary school, kindergarten through fifth grade is the primary target, and we'll talk about why. That's a very critical age. But Child Evangelism Fellowship is all around the world, and there are thousands of these Good News clubs that are after-school clubs on public school campuses and in other places. And they were in Hawaii prior to COVID. And like in other places, such as Rhode Island, where we litigated and won earlier this year, we had the same situation in Hawaii. Prior to COVID, Good News clubs were allowed to meet. Then COVID came. They shut down all the schools, meaning all the clubs were shut down as well. Then they relaxed the restrictions and started school again. But what did they do? They allowed the secular clubs back on campus, and they used this situation as an opportunity to exclude Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News clubs. And they did that because they said, well, you're religious, you're Christian. Oh, we don't have enough room. All of that was bogus, and it was certainly unconstitutional. When attempt after attempt failed, Liberty Counsel filed a federal lawsuit against several school districts in Hawaii and against the state board, education board of the state of Hawaii.
Yeah, and then recently, as a result, as you mentioned, we don't lose these cases. We want a permanent injunction for the entire state of Hawaii, which will ensure that these Good News clubs will have equal access to all public school facilities, just like any other group. No longer can the state of Hawaii discriminate against Christians. This is great, praise the Lord news.
It's very good news. And in fact, because we filed suit against the State Department of Education, now the injunction applies not just to the school districts, but to the entire Department of Education, the Hawaii State Department of Education. We filed also against four of its superintendents and other officials because collectively they were denying CEF the right to have these Good News clubs on campus. They were giving various reasons, including the fact, believe it or not, that they're Christian and they won't allow Christian organizations on campus. That's a wrong answer, by the way.
Right.
And any of the other answers were wrong, too, because they were just frivolous facade answers to hide their real motivation, and that is because they're Christian.
I still don't understand. Why would you not want a Christian club? Even if you're not Christian, why would you not want a positive influence in these children? I mean, studies show that 87% of school administrators say the Good News clubs are a positive experience for their school. So why would these other schools not want this for their school?
You know, the only reason is because they are anti-Christian. They don't like the Christian viewpoint. And instead of seeing the good that these do, they are so blinded by the fact that these are Christian clubs.
You don't want these students to be more polite, have better character.
They don't really care.
Be diligent.
They don't really care. And that's the thing about it. It's sad to see that because they don't really care. They have this hatred, this animosity toward Christianity.
Right.
And so they'll do everything in their power to stop them. And so people in Hawaii, in the Department of Education, in some of these schools and other officials, they did this for 3 years. CEF submitted requests for 3 years.
Well, they used COVID as an excuse. Said, oh, well, we're going to stay locked down with these clubs.
And this is what we have seen happening around the country.
Right.
So before COVID, we had more Good News clubs on school campuses after school. And in part, there are not as many now for two reasons. One, there was a lot of volunteerism that had been operational, And so those, some of those volunteers, they got out of the habit. Good News Clubs needs volunteers, by the way. So if you want to make a big impact on the future of our nation and on our young people, I would encourage you to contact a Child Evangelism Fellowship in your state, find out where their Good News Clubs are, and if they have one, volunteer for it, learn how to do one of these clubs. And if they don't, then figure out how you can help CEF start a Good News Club, and your church can help sponsor that
right.
as well.
And if you're experiencing discrimination against Good News Clubs, go to our website, lc.org/CEF, and see the various wins that we've had regarding these Good News Clubs and get some insight, and then contact us if you're being discriminated against.
Well, as you've said, Holly, we've never lost a case
right.
Involving a Good News Club. We've never lost one, and we've represented hundreds and hundreds of these cases around the country. Many of them had to go through litigation. Most of them were resolved without litigation. This was a case with litigation. It's very much identical to what we had encountered in Rhode Island earlier this year. Rhode Island did the same thing. They had Good News Clubs on campus after school in several of these school districts. And then when COVID hit, they shut down all the clubs. They did the same template. Then when COVID went away, the restrictions were lifted. They allowed the secular clubs back on campus, but not the Good News Clubs. There were other schools within Rhode Island, however, that did allow them back on campus, but there were some school districts that didn't. So we filed in Rhode Island, and we won a permanent injunction against those schools in Rhode Island. Hawaii did the same mirror image of Rhode Island, but it was more systemic on a statewide basis, and that's why we brought in the Hawaii State Department of Education. So now, as a result, last month, we won a permanent injunction for the entire state of Hawaii, which ensures that Child Evangelism Fellowship Good News Clubs will have equal access to all public school facilities, just like any other group. And no longer can the state of Hawaii discriminate against Christians. This is a good result. As a result of our lawsuit, the state of Hawaii may no longer discriminate against these after-school Bible clubs. The injunction means that the CEF Good News Clubs must be given equal access, just as similarly situated clubs have on public school campuses throughout the state.
Yeah, and again, these are nothing but positive clubs. I mean, several thousand of these operate in elementary schools from coast to coast, and they are providing children with biblically based spiritual education that includes moral and character development, teaching them to be good students, teaching them to be good citizens. I mean, even I think bus drivers notice there's a difference when these schools have a Good News Clubs in them.
We've actually had an affidavit from a bus driver in a previous case that we did, saying that in a school district where he was driving the bus, he saw the noticeable difference in good behavior transformation of the students after the Good News Club came on campus and they attended.
And what about the teachers? Think about them. How would you not want well-behaved students that are polite?
Because the kids are being taught good morals, respect for their teachers, for their classmates.
All this flows out into other things besides just the club. It affects their schoolwork. It affects their relationships. It affects everything for these kids.
Parents have found the same thing. Mm-hmm. We've seen, you know, sometimes parents, you have to get parental permission. That's Child Evangelism Fellowship's choice. They want parents to know and give permission for their son or daughter to come to the Good News Club. So some of these are non-Christian parents, and they say yes. But then what happens is these kids come home, and you know what? They're more respectful to mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
They have a transformation in their life, and they have a better, improved behavior. And so sometimes the parents ask, what's going on with my kid in a positive way?
Mm-hmm.
What's happened? And the child is able to explain to them about the relationship that they have with Jesus Christ. We've seen how they have actually led their parents to come to Christ because the parents have noticed the changed behavior and they want something that these kids have that they don't have.
Absolutely. Remember, we interviewed the director in Florida and he said the Good News Club is where his children received Christ.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So this 4 to 14 window, that is a very critical time, ages 4 to 14. And in fact, if you do surveys of that group, 85% or more, depends upon what survey you look at, of adults that say that they are followers of Christ have made that original decision before the conclusion of their, say, 13th birthday. So it's a very critical time. It's a very formative time. And these Good News Clubs are the best thing that could happen to our students. And they're not necessarily just for public schools. You can have them in your Christian school, have them in your church. They need to be everywhere because these are powerful club. These are powerful Christian organizations that transform these children. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/CEF.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.